Track 13, Celebrity Spotlight. Now here's a little bit of nostalgia for you. Can you guess which famous Hollywood child star of the 1930s Dorothy is talking about here?
False claims circulated that she was not a child, but a 30-year-old dwarf, due in part to her stocky body type. The rumour was so prevalent, especially in Europe, that the Vatican dispatched Father Silvio Massant to investigate whether she was indeed a child. Also, the rumour about her trademark hair was that she wore a wig. On multiple occasions, fans yanked her hair to test the rumour.
Animal crackers in my soup, monkeys and rabbits loop the loop. Gosh, oh gee, but I have fun swallowing animals one by one. In every bowl of soup,
well, it was child superstar Shirley Temple with her dimples and curls who would have celebrated her 95th birthday in April. Shirley Temple was born on April the 23rd, 1928. She was an American actress, singer, dancer and diplomat who was Hollywood's number one box office draw as a child actress from 1934 to 1938. Later, she was named United States Ambassador to Ghana and Czechoslovakia. Temple began her film career at the age of three in 1931. 2 years later, she achieved international fame in Bright Eyes, a feature film produced especially for her talents. She received a special Juvenile Academy Award in February 1935 for her outstanding contribution as a juvenile performer in motion pictures during 1934. Film hits such as Curly Top and Heidi followed year after year during the mid to late 1930s. Temple capitalised on licensed merchandise that featured her wholesome image. The merchandise included dolls, dishes and clothing. Astonishingly, at the age of just six, she was contracted on $150 a week. That would now be just over £3,000 a week to the Fox Film Corporation. She had made them a fortune with successful films such as Dimples, The Littlest Rebel and The Little Colonel, in which she famously danced with her favourite co-star, the great African-American tap dancer Bill Bojangles Robinson, with whom she appeared in four films. She starred with the likes of Cary Grant, Gary Cooper, Carole Lombard, Leslie Howard and Joan Blondell. This was mid-Depression America, and the characters created for Temple would change the lives of the cold, the hardened and the criminal with positive results. Her films were seen as generating hope and optimism. And President Frank D. Roosevelt said, "It is a splendid thing that for just 15 cents, an American can go to a movie and look at the smiling face of a baby and forget his troubles." Her songs, full of childhood innocence, were very popular, and sheet music sold over 500,000 copies of On the Good Ship Lollipop alone. Animal Crackers in My Soup from Curly Top was another enormous hit. That film and The Littlest Rebel were the top box office draws of 1935. In 1936, Captain January, Poor Little Rich Girl, Dimples and Stowaway were released. This run of hit films quickly made and released kept Temple at the top, with her salary being raised from $150 per week to $2,500 plus fees for finishing each film. Now in today's money, that figure is around $54,000 per week. Following a controversial review in the British press, Temple's parents and 20th Century Fox sued British writer-critic Graham Greene for libel and won. The settlement remained in trust for her in an English bank until she turned 21, when it was donated to charity and used to build a youth centre in England. Rebecca of Sunnybrook Farm was one of three films released in 1938 And the following year, the classic A Little Princess, her first Technicolor film, made for $1.5 million. The Little Princess was a 1939 critical and commercial success, with Shirley's acting at its peak. Listen to this. Convinced that she was successfully moved from child star to teenage actress, producer Darrell F. Zunick declined a substantial offer from MGM to star her as Dorothy in The Wizard of Oz. Instead, he cast her in Susanna of the Mounties, her last moneymaker for 20th Century Fox. The film was successful, but because she made only two films in 1939 instead of three or four, Shirley dropped from number one box office favourite in 1938 to number five in 1939. Jumping on the success of The Wizard of Oz, Fox produced The Bluebird, a fantasy film about a grumpy girl searching for happiness. At 17, she married the 22-year-old actor John Agar, with whom she would later star with in Fort Apache. Her box office popularity waned as she reached adolescence. She appeared in 29 films from the ages of 3 to 10, but in only 14 films from the ages of 14 to 21. Her later films were said to have neither made nor lost money, but began to have a B-movie look and feel to them. Unsurprisingly, Temple retired from film in 1950 at the age of 22. Also that year, she divorced Agar and married Charles Alden Black, a Navy intelligence officer and heir to the Del Monte Fruit Canning Company. She began her diplomatic career in 1969, when she was appointed to represent the United States at a session of the United Nations General Assembly. In the 1970s and 80s, known as Shirley Temple Black, she was United States Ambassador to Ghana. She was appointed first female Chief of Protocol of the United States and in charge of arrangements for President Jimmy Carter's inauguration. She also served as the only female United States Ambassador to Czechoslovakia. Shirley Temple Black died at aged 85 in 2014 in California. Temple was the recipient of numerous awards and honours, including the Screen Actors Guild Life Achievement Award. She is 18th on the American Film Institute's list of the greatest female American screen legends of classic Hollywood cinema. And of course, the captain of that good ship, Lollipop.
On the good ship, Lollipop, it's sweet. To a candy shop where bonbons play. On the sunny beach of Peppermint Bay, lemonade stands everywhere, Cracker Jack fans fill the air, and there you are, happy landing on a chocolate bar. See the sugar bowl.
My, that's quite an eventful life. And next month, we'll turn the celebrity spotlight on Gentleman Jim Reeves. Do let us know if you have a favourite song by him, and we'll try to include a snippet of it.
On the good ship, Lollipop.